Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Tuesday, July 9th. Coming up in today's episode, SIT in Hathras stampede probe blames organizers, six officials have been suspended. BMW hit and run accused has been arrested, victim's husband laments about political protection. Delhi police bust a massive organ black marketing racket. And after PM Modi's visit, Russia decides to relieve Indians from the army amid war with Ukraine. First up, 3 days ago, Mihir Shah allegedly drove a BMW while drunk and killed a woman on a two-wheeler in Mumbai's Worli early Sunday, while injuring the husband. And 72 hours later, Mihir Shah has been finally arrested after being untraceable for over 72 hours. An angered Pradeep Nakhwa, the victim's husband, told NDTV Today, and I quote, "If a poor man had hit us, he would have been caught and punished. But we all know why he is protected. Because he's a rich and political pan's son. I am a poor man. Who will help me?" Unquote. He added that he followed the car for half a kilometer after the BMW dragged his wife for over 1.5 kilometers. He said auto and taxi drivers looked on. Quote, "I'm tired of crying. My kids are asking where is their mother. This government, the accused is their leader's son. You only want poor people's vote. You don't want to help." Unquote. Mr. Pradeep went on to weep, unable to carry on. To be noted that his comments were recorded in the morning, while the arrest happened late afternoon. The accused Mihir Shah is the son of Rajesh Shah, a member of Chief Minister Eknath Shinde's Shiv Sena faction. He was arrested very briefly on Sunday but received a bail within 24 hours on payment of Rs. 15,000. The only accused still in jail is Rajashree Bidawat, the driver who was allegedly forced to give control of the luxury vehicle to Shah hours after the accused spent nearly 20,000 rupees at a bar. Bidawat may have also been ordered by Rajesh Shah to pretend to have been driving when the car hit the two-wheeler, sources claimed. According to the cops, on Sunday, Mihir Shah left home early for a party at Vice Global Tapas Bar in Juhu. At that time, he was driving a Mercedes registered to his father. Four friends accompanied him. The group partied till 11 p.m. and NDTV has seen a copy of the Rs. 18,730 bill. Then the driver came to pick him up in a BMW and the accused told him to take him on a joyride on Marine Drive in the BMW. At 5 a.m. after driving up and down Marine Drive, the car was turned home. Police believe it was at around this time that Shah swapped seats with Bidawat. If true, this means Shah was driving the car when it hit the bike at 5:30 a.m. The woman who was killed has been identified as Kaveri Nakhwa, who was 45 years old. She was traveling with her husband Pradeep and the two were reportedly shopping for fish to cook. After the accident, the woman was dragged for 1.5 kilometers before the BMW finally stopped. But in an even more horrific turn of events, the driver reportedly reversed the car to run over her body one more time before speeding off out of the CCTV's field of vision, the police said. Bidawat was therefore, quote, aware of his actions and helped the other accused, unquote. The police told a court that questioned the culpable homicide charges against the driver. The events, as disclosed by the police, parallel the Pune Porsche crash case. There, an alleged teen drunk driver drove over two engineers on a bike, killing them. Then his prominent parents tried to cover up the horrific accident, spent some time in jail, but now everyone is out on bail. The cops say Mihir Shah had multiple phone calls with his father to concoct an escape plan. He was ordered to leave the car and take an auto rickshaw to his parents' home in Goregaon. He was picked up from there hours later by an unknown person. Meanwhile, Rajesh Shah and the driver allegedly drove the BMW to Kalanagar, where they scrapped off the Shiv Sena sticker from the windshield and tried to hide the car. And next, the special investigation team probing the Hathras Satsang stampede, which killed over 120, has said that the organizers of the event are responsible as they invited a massive crowd without making proper arrangements. Adding that a more detailed probe is needed, they said conspiracy cannot be ruled out. Meanwhile, the Uttar Pradesh official, a subdivisional magistrate, who permitted the self-styled godman Bhole Baba's satsang at which the stampede occurred, has been suspended. The SDM is accused of neither inspecting the venue nor informing his seniors, according to an SIT report submitted to Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath this morning. He is one of the six district officials, including a circle officer and tehsildar, who have been removed from active duty. The SIT report also said the organizers and local officials, including the police, were negligent and failed to make adequate arrangements. They did not take the event seriously, the report declared. The fact that the organizers, who have been held primarily responsible, involved or hired individuals without police verification has also been held up as an example of negligence. Baba Narayan's Harisakar or Bhole Baba had his own set of security personnel called Sevadar and would afford them titles like commando or lower ranks. In earlier police reports, it was said that the organizers said they expected 80,000 people at the satsang, but the final tally was over 2.5 lakh people. The cops believe the organizers deliberately underplayed the number, forcing to face fewer restrictions in hosting the event and circumvent additional crowd safety measures. In any case, it appears even those were not insured. There was just one entry and one exit for the massive crowd, while the Baba had a separate exit. It's not the first offense of this kind for Baba. In May 2022, during the COVID pandemic, permission was sought for a rally of around 50 in Farrukhabad district, but the event entertained over 50,000 people. Early investigation into the matter revealed some interesting facts about Baba Bhole, whose real name is Surajpal Singh. He has not been named as an accused or even questioned in this case so far and is allegedly missing. But the arrested do include some of his aides. Then known as Surajpal, he worked as a constable in UP police. He was also arrested in 1997 and spent some time in jail in a sexual assault charge. Over the years, there have been multiple allegations of harassment against the Baba. And next, the Delhi police have busted a human organ transplant racket, arresting 7 people, including a doctor. News agency ANI reported. According to Delhi Police Commissioner Amit Goyal, the mastermind behind the case is Bangladeshi, and both donors and receivers in the case were also from Bangladesh. All the people in the racket are suspected of having links with Bangladesh as well. About the organ transplant racket, which has been going on since 2019, the police commissioner said they used to charge rupees 25 to 30 lakh for each transplant. The doctor who has been arrested has links to 2 or 3 hospitals, according to the police. According to India's Transplantation of Human Organs Act 2014, organ donations are only allowed from immediate blood relations, live organ donations that is, from immediate blood donations such as parents or siblings. Breaking from breaking news, are the days of job pressure on youngsters gone? YouTube's 2024 Culture and Trends report reveals that 65% of Gen Z identify as video content creators, highlighting a new trend. The report examines user behavior and is mostly meant for marketers. Last year, 57% of all respondents said they had watched videos created by fans of particular artists, public personalities, or subjects. This year as well, it revealed more viewers enjoyed fan-created content than original. This includes music covers, parodies, and recreations of popular trends started by celebrities. Now, back to news. Russia has decided to discharge all Indians working in the Russian army after Prime Minister Narendra Modi raised the issue with President Vladimir Putin during his Moscow visit, said sources. At least 2 Indians have died fighting Russia's war against Ukraine, while dozens stuck in the war zone claim they were tricked into taking up the fighting role. PM Modi, who is in Moscow for a 2-day visit, raised the issue at a private dinner hosted by Putin last evening, sources claimed. Russia agreed to discharge all Indians serving in their army and facilitate their return, they added. Nearly 2 dozen Indians are believed to have been forced into fighting the war against Ukraine after being tricked by agents into going to the country on the pretext of getting high-paying jobs. Furthermore, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is currently on a 2-day official visit to Russia, made a direct appeal to end the Ukraine war, which has been going on for over 2 years now. During an informal meeting with President Vladimir Putin, at his residence in Moscow, PM Modi told him that no solution can be found on the battleground. Quote, India has always called for respecting the UN Charter, including territorial integrity and sovereignty. There is no solution on the battlefield. Dialogue and diplomacy is the way forward. PM Modi is believed to have told Putin during dinner. This is Prime Minister Modi's first visit to Russia since the country launched its campaign in Ukraine and since he returned to power last month for a record time. India has shied away from explicit condemnation of Russia ever since and has abstained on United Nations resolutions censuring Moscow. And lastly, World Cup winning Team India player Mohammad Siraj met Telangana Chief Minister Revanth Reddy after coming back to Hyderabad on Tuesday. CM Revanth Reddy felicitated and congratulated Siraj over Team India's massive victory. Siraj presented a Team India jersey to the Chief Minister. The ceremony was also attended by former Indian captain Azharuddin and several members of the Reddy cabinet. Earlier, Siraj, along with other team members, met PM Modi after reaching India and later participated in the victory parade of the team in Mumbai. That's all for today. You were listening to the News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anditi, signing off.